Good morning. I'm meteorologist Dave Epstein. It is the final day of astronomical summer, Tuesday, the 21st. We begin astronomical autumn tomorrow afternoon, but today, mostly sunny skies into the 70s, low 70s. Winds will be calm, turning a little more onshore. Did you catch that moonrise last night? Because if you didn't, you get another chance tonight. If the clouds hold out long enough, they should. There's a chance that we'll see some high clouds, so it won't be quite as sparkling. Temperatures tonight down to the 60s. Comfortable for sleeping. Tomorrow, there might be a little shower in the morning as some humidity comes back, but basically I'm thinking a blend of clouds and sun, mid-70s. Then the clouds really thicken up here for Thursday. The problem with Thursday and Friday, and Saturday for that matter, is we're going to have a frontal system approaching the area. On one side of the front, we have humidity. We have unsettled conditions. We have a lot of clouds. On the other side of the front, we have clearing, lower humidity, and cooler temperatures. The question is, where will this front end up? Does it end up slicing through New England Friday afternoon and clearing us out for the weekend? Or does it move slowly and keep showers in here Friday into Saturday? And that's the question that I'm sort of wrestling with at the present time as we get towards the end of the week. It looked earlier yesterday, and this is why things just change. It looked yesterday like the front would get through here Thursday night and we'd clear out for Friday. Now, I'm a little concerned we may not clear out Friday, rather remain mostly cloudy with that southerly wind. Depending on how much precipitation is around the front, we could still have a blend of clouds and sunshine and be on the warm side. One thing about tomorrow night and probably Thursday night as well is that it will feel a little bit more humid with the dew points in the 60s. So it will be a little, I said take the air conditioners out, and I knew this was coming for tomorrow night. I knew that temperatures would be in the 60s and it'll be a little bit humid. But I think that because it's not going to be that warm during the day, your homes won't really heat up and it shouldn't be that tough to take. We'll take another look at this tomorrow. We'll give you some exact times on the official arrival of autumn. But just think about this as I leave you. We are halfway between the first day of summer and the first day of winter. We'll do it all tomorrow.